This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
What happened to Dr. Fauci? Yeah, he's watching his little star tarnish and fade. And as so goes Joe Biden, so goes the polls, so goes leftism, so goes Fauci the fraud. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome, I should say. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Got a great hour coming up. They canonize Fauci the fraud, savior of America. They hail the man who killed more people than Germany's Mengele as a champion of fighting Wu Flu. I'm surprised they haven't built a statue for this clown at the National Institute of Health. It would only be a little one because he's a midget. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. In the real world, the world where people pay attention, where conservatives are plugged in, where people are dealing with the fallout that came from this little killer, this murderer, this mass murderer, Fauci's a fraud. The unelected bureaucrat known as Fauci should be jailed for his blatant lies about Wu Flu. And what's funny, the people that used to criticize, oh, Kevin, you're spreading misinformation about Wu Flu. I dare you. I invited a leftist who was trolling me on Twitter. I invited him to come on show. Oh, come on. I said, give us a call. We'll set it up. He ain't calling. Hello, Ian. Ian, are you there? Fauci should have his accounts frozen so he can never again profit from the misery of other Americans. And I don't even think that's bad enough. I know Democrats know this. You know Democrats know this. And here's the bad news, folks. They've known it for a long time. Young people, people under 50 years old, either dying or having debilitating injuries from vaccines, Fauci and Joe Biden forced on Americans. Right now, they're trying to force them on some other people. They want, in Philly, I think it is, in Philadelphia, the city is demanding, if you're union, you got to get the shot. They've already fired 13 non-union people who didn't get it. They said, you better give us a reason or get the shot. Even in the face of all the evidence right now against this vaccine, these leftists are still pushing it. I'm confident, folks, Democrats know what's coming. They see these lawsuits. They know people are not stupid. They're scared. But there are some of them who still want to hold firm. I don't know why. I don't know where they think they're going to get their money from. Barack Obama said the other day that it was an experiment. Did we play the clip? Because I know we had it. He essentially said, all these people, you got the shot. You've been tested. You got tested on. Not me. I'm a royal. I'm a pure blood. They come from my blood. I'm going to say no. Well, you know, if I go to the Red Cross, I say, just out of curiosity, how much for the pure bloods? Well, Kevin, what's a pure blood? People that didn't get vaccinated. I'm going to make you a bet. In short order, you will find out there will be blood banks that say, did you get a vaccination or did you not when you go to donate? If you didn't, your blood is going to be segregated in a good way. They do not. You want to talk about mixing of the bloods? There will be no mixing of the bloods with these guys because they know that your blood is pure. And if you had the Wu Flu and you donate your blood, you are as golden as they come. Anyway, the Democrats are distancing themselves from Fauci. And the only way I believe they have found to keep him at arm's length more recently involves a correspondence dinner. The Washington Examiner said this. Fauci will not be attending the White House Correspondents Association dinner due to COVID-19 concerns. An apparent reversal from his stance earlier Wednesday that the U.S. was out of the pandemic phase, while Fauci has declined to attend the event, seemingly undermining his prior comments, Joe Biden intends to participate despite a Tuesday announcement that Kamala Harris contracted COVID-19. Fauci, who has been invited as a guest of ABC News, will not attend the dinner because of an individual assessment of his own personal risk. That's what he said. Well, you know what? I cry foul. I don't believe it. Fauci loves the limelight. That is the perfect place for this little publicity-seeking troll to get exactly what he wants. And he knows that the Wu flu is a ruse. He himself admitted that we're not out of the pandemic phase, which, by the way, scamdemic. By the way, years before, you know what he said? You've heard me play the clip on the show. He said, if you get the flu, there's no better protection than you getting the flu from the flu. And that same is true of Wu flu. That little sucker said whatever they told him to say. We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase. Namely, we don't have 900,000 new infections a day and tens and tens and tens of thousands of hospitalizations and thousands of deaths. We're at a low level right now. No, we're in the scandemic phase where people are starting to recognize it. And he's publicly trying to convince Americans that Wu flu is still out there lingering. Oh, the boogeyman. Oh, it'll get you. Kevin, watch out. Ooh, I think I just missed him. Did y'all see? It looked like the boogeyman just went right by the microphone. With regard to Fauci not coming, I have a few suggestions, options. Because seriously, folks, it is not news that Fauci's not going to an event. That's not news. Let me give you some other news. I read that some girl who was on Rich Housewives unfriended somebody else. That made Page Six. That was in the so-called news. Fauci not going. So if you did the correspondence dinner and somebody said, one of the questions you'd be curious about is, was Fauci there? I would never ask that question. It's set up for the president to be a little bit of a mini roast, which is why I'm curious why Joe Biden's going. Back to Fauci, though. I think he was uninvited. I think the pushback came from people who no longer agree with this little dude, so he was asked not to come. Or I think he may have feared that Trevor Noah, he's the guy that's going to host it, a comedic hack, probably making $250,000 to host the show. But he might point him out as a fraud. Unlikely, I know. But now that Elon Musk bought Twitter, anything's possible. I'm going to go get me a unicorn. Here's what I know with 100% certainty. Fauci is not afraid of the Wu flu. That's not why he's not going to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, my goodness. Call it the Kettle Black, the Fox Watson, the Hen House, whatever. I don't know what you want to call this. But what a story. DHS announcing its crackdown. Here's Psaki talking about it.
She had previously called the Hunter Biden laptop a Trump campaign product, seeming to discredit its validity or validity of reporting surrounding that. Can you assuage concerns of people who are looking at this person who's been appointed to this position and wondering if she's going to be able to accurately judge misinformation now that a lot of that reporting has been proven to be factual in some ways?
Well, I don't have any comments on the laptop, but what I can tell you is that it sounds like the objective of the board is to prevent disinformation and misinformation from traveling around the country in a range of communities. I'm not sure who opposes that effort.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You got to love how the Democrats always try. Well, don't you want us to really look into that? Who would be against that? Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Nobody's against finding the truth. The problem is the Democrats are. The irony that they would put this office in. The irony, folks, that they are spending probably millions of your tax dollars, our tax dollars, to do something that they do routinely. Lie. They claim they want to stop it. But what they're going to do is put in an office of misinformation, equivalent to the Politburo or whatever other misinformation stuff. Saddam Hussein, no different than anybody else. Somebody else tweeted this. He tweeted, Adolf Hitler had a ministry of truth. Joseph Goebbels had a ministry of truth. Joseph Stalin had a ministry of truth. Now, Joseph Biden has a ministry of truth. Remember when they called Donald Trump a tyrant? Let me tell you what tyrants do. They crack down on the media. Did he do it? No. Most open guy with the media possible. What does this media do? They kowtow. They enable. They help this guy. Setting up a disinformation governance board. The group of people who denied, but run, by the way, by a woman who said the laptop was bogus. Validated by 51 DOJ, former DOJ bigwigs. Validated by the media. Validated by other leftists. All these people who validated it, part of the misinformation group. And you can bet they'll all have a seat at the table. Because the only misinformation there is in the world for the left is truth. That's the misinformation. You give them truth, they accuse you of being a liar. Why? Because that's what they live. That's who they are. That is their core. I want to be like Mike. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas spoke about the just established governance board during a congressional hearing. He says it would help reduce domestic threats to the United States. Guys, if you don't see what's happening here, shame on you. These are people that want to shut you down. The minute Elon Musk made the purchase of Twitter, suddenly Biden was all for Section 230. They hadn't said a peep. It's about getting to you. And this lady, Nina Jankowicz, a fellow. That means she's a learned person at the Wilson Center. She would direct the board, sharing her official government portrait. So she's the one that's going to be honchoing this thing on misinformation. I was arguing with this leftist on Twitter. He says, sends me an article, Trump lied 30,000 times. I said, I don't know if he did or he didn't. But just out of curiosity, how many times has Biden lied? None. He said none. I'm not kidding. He said none. I deleted him. I went, okay, you're not serious. When you send me the nonsense from the Washington Post that Trump lied 30,000 times, and I said, about what? It's all in there. Okay, great. So let's, for the sake of this discussion, say I believe you. What about Joe Biden's lies? He's president. He has none. Okay, see what I'm dealing with. I'm not going to buy into this. I'm not going to play their games. He took up enough of my time. That was it. Disinformation. From a man that says that we're a guy that doesn't believe that we're in a recession, but then says, yeah, they say, are you concerned about the recession? No, we're not in a recession. But yeah, I mean, well, yeah, everybody's concerned about the recession. It's what he said. Those aren't my words. Those are his words. And he repeated it. This is a guy who did not want to lift the mask mandate even when the CDC said it's not doing you any good. Even when everybody knew it, he still went that course. Now, if you say that's leadership, fine. If that's leadership you'll follow, it's okay with me. I won't. I won't follow a clown. But that's where we are at the Bidens. They don't want you to know any of the information. Let me tell you something. The misinformation right now that continues to exist, according to them, are climate deniers, people who don't believe that global climate change is the biggest existential threat to man. They don't, anybody who dares say that the vaccines are not work safe and effective, misinformation. Anybody that says Joe Biden needs to take a cognitive test, misinformation. Anybody who says Hunter Biden is not a Renaissance man, deserving of everything that he's gotten, and did not use his father for notoriety, you get a prize. All of it. Who do you want controlling the information sources? I don't even know how you would enforce it. But it is enforced in China. It was enforced in Iraq. And given what happened during the lockdown periods here, I'm putting nothing beyond the people. I'm not putting my faith that people are going to go, oh, Kevin, we got your back, man. Maybe when the crap really hits the fan. But right now, y'all ain't convincing me. No, 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 white folks. I know oppression when I see it. We got oppressed. Couldn't come out of houses, whatever, wearing masks, forcibly getting vaccinations, killing people, putting poison into your veins. Why don't you just shoot up with fentanyl? So we got all this brewing, and they want to set up the Ministry of Truth. It sounds so, you know, what is it, the Justice League? It sounds so Justice League. Yeah, we're going to have a Department of Misinformation that, you know, wait. And she says, they'll stop it from spreading all across the country. That's what Psaki said. I'd like to see how that trick is done. How can you stop the spread of something that you are the spreader? Just don't believe me. Go look at the articles. Go look at retractions, etc. that the left has put out and tell me who's spreading disinformation.
Jackson Radio Show.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are going up heading into the weekend. The AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular is up for a third time this week to $4.15 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com says one of the reasons oil companies are not jumping to increase production is the Biden administration's hostility toward them.
Oil companies are cautiously raising the amount that they're spending on drilling because they don't know if that money is going to be sunk in the ground and lost to an administration that's been a little bit hostile to the oil and gas sector.
The nation's midsection is looking at a risk of severe weather Friday. The Storm Prediction Center saying parts of northern Kansas and southern Nebraska are the greatest risk of severe weather. Cities in the target zone include Kansas City, Topeka, and Lincoln. You're listening to USA Radio News. A country in Europe is giving in to Russian President Vladimir Putin's demands when it comes to paying for energy. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
German energy company Uniper has conceded to Russia's demands and will pay in rubles, outlined by Moscow, despite concerns it will undermine sanctions even more. Moscow threatened to pull the plug on Europe's gas supply unless the companies fulfilled their payments in rubles. The United States tried to prevent the war in Ukraine by threatening sanctions on Russia. That failed to meet the objective.
The hiring process will take longer for students graduating college this year than in the past. According to the National Association of College and Employers, the process of interviewing for a job and accepting it should take about 40 days. In 2015, it took 34 days for grads to be interviewed and eventually accept a job. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
In all my years of sports, from little kid to, you know, amazing athlete, all the way up the food chain, I have never seen an athlete fall on a field, pass out, or die. Not once. I mean, I've seen them get hit hard in football and have to get carried off. But I'm talking about you dribbling the ball down the basketball court and bloop, you collapse. Or you're running down the field to catch a pass and bloop, you just collapse. Never seen anything like it. Now, I've heard of a few high schoolers and college football players over multiple decades, folks, that I played sports at the highest level, dying on the field. I've heard of them. Anecdotal. In most cases, health experts credited the deaths, and I'm speaking of the football players, to heat exhaustion. Every now and then, young football player, 17-year-old player, dies of heat exhaustion in the Valley of Texas. I'm like, yeah, well, it's 100 degrees. I did 2-a-days in Texas for 4 years. It's no fun. 100 degrees, 80% relative humidity. Oh, my God, mosquitoes would beat us. I mean, I could just go on. This is in South Texas. But I can count on one hand the number of amateur and professional athletes who died in their sport dropping like a rock. Now, I've seen kickboxers die. I had a friend we did fundraisers for. In my career, I remember... I know of one guy for sure, and I remember hearing about a second one. The one guy that I know about, I knew him personally. He got kicked, and he died in the ring. I mean, well, he didn't. He went into a coma, and he died later. But I'm saying the thing that killed him happened in the ring. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The other guy I heard about. And we knew him from the circuit, so I was like, oh, man, that's too bad. But in a brutal sport like that, that's it. I've never seen a guy walk out, he's in the middle of a fight, and he just stops and boom, and he drops. No contact, no nothing. But we have almost 800 athletes who've collapsed on a sporting field or court or whatever in a single year. And I was looking at this article. More than 769 athletes have collapsed on the field during a game from March 21st to March 22nd. So I'll ask you, How many athletes, however old you are, whatever sports you play, how many have you heard of? Just heard of. If you ask me that question, I would tell you maybe, and I'm going to stretch it out just to be on the safe side. Maybe I've heard of 10. I'll even go further. I'll give you 20. In the decades that I was involved in sports and doing this job and watching TV and et cetera, decades, maybe 20. And I know I'm exaggerating it. But in 1 year, 769. And here's the reason. They're collapsing due to cardiac arrest. But here's the most shocking part of it. Average age of that 769 people is 23 years old. The unprecedented surge in cardiac arrest and other heart issues among elite athletes coincides with one thing. The Wu flu vaccine. That's it. Now, I tried to find information. I Googled this. I wanted pre-COVID athletes who died during the playing of their sport. And let me tell you, the only one I can think of was the guy. He was recruited by the Celtics. Forget his name. Number one draft pick for the Boston Celtics. Went out the day before on a cocaine binge, and then he died. I don't know whether he died on the court, but I know he died. That's the only guy, and I would venture to tell you that the majority of them who did die, if I could have found information on how many died pre-COVID, pre-Wu flu, I would venture to tell you most of them died through some sort of a drug overdose or something like that. But no matter what it is, the numbers come nowhere close to the number of athletes who've died in a single year with cardiac arrest. So of course, when you're doing this research, I found a fact checker's rebuttal at PolitiFact. And their article reads like somebody paid them to counter the argument. And here's just one snippet from it. A young athlete experiencing cardiac arrest is not common, but it's also not unprecedented, and there are different reasons an athlete might collapse. Okay, let's go with it. Yes, there are different reasons why an athlete might collapse. Broke their leg, cramp, whatever. But collapse and die? And collapse and go to the hospital and they go, "You have myocarditis?" Let me ask you, what do you think in the athletic training process would give a guy myocarditis or a heart attack? In the prime of life, average age 23 years old. Let me tell you, you are in the prime of your athletic ability at 23. I know I was. And so they blow it off. But I'm not going to read any more of the article, but here's what I will tell you. 769 cases. We're not talking about five. You could blow me off and say, "Well, Kevin, come on, I mean, five athletes dying in a year. I mean, yeah, maybe two more than last year, but come on." Yeah, you got me there. There's no data I can find. Pre-COVID, I will guarantee you this. 769 kids, average age of 23, did not collapse in all the sports around the world. They did not. You'd be hard-pressed to find less than 50. I mean, more than 50. I can practically guarantee you. When I went and looked at the number of people who died, athletes who died in 2019, I saw, you know, a bunch of old legends. God, a guy I actually ran track against. I saw that he had died. Johnny Lamb Jones. Anyway, he passed away. But it was mostly old guys. And when I saw the younger guys pre-2019, it was killed in a car wreck or, you know, whatever, freak accident, things like that. Mountain climbers, mostly on the freak accidents. But now we have youngsters, and of that 769, over 500 of them died. Now, I can tell you this. If Trump were in charge, or if there was a different political narrative, you'd know all about these kids. You'd know their stories. You'd know the heartbreak of what happened with the family, unexpected. And by the way, I've done a show on this where I told you guys, you're going to be seeing, number one, this data is all fraudulent, and I've done multiple shows on that. But I also told you this. You're going to start seeing things like abruptly retired, surprising death at a young age. In fact, Melissa was telling me the other day, there was a young girl who works at a company here locally, and she donated money to her, is the reason why it came up. And she said her husband died. He's like 25 years old. And I said, COVID. She goes, I don't want to go there because we gave and I just want to feel good about supporting him. And I look, babe, I get it. But I'm telling you, if you go dig into this, I'm going to bet you this man had COVID. I mean, he got the shot. Wu flu. And she's like, yeah, I'm not going to ask. I'm not asking you to ask. I'm just saying here's the point I'm making. Again, this guy didn't get killed in a drive-by, in a road rage incident like my little nephew. You know, he just died abruptly, unsuspect. Nobody knew. Oh, my gosh, he just died. Yes, it happens. My mother died before she turned 24 years old. It happens. But it is extremely rare. And already, since I've done that show, I got a 20-something-year-old guy. I don't know him. I only know of him anecdotally. But my wife goes, oh, we're gonna go, you know, well, let's go check it out. You know, we're going to hear more of these. If I wasn't thinking about it in this way, I would go, oh, what a tragedy. God, he's so young. We say that a lot, right? You're going to be saying that more than you've ever said it before. That's my point. The Miami Open made headlines in early April, 15 vaccinated players dropped out. 15 in the Miami Open. This is a tennis match. Dropped out. You ever heard of such a thing? You know why they had to do it? Not why they have to get the shot. You remember the Djokovic thing? He couldn't play unless he got vaccinated. You want to know why he didn't want to get vaccinated? I just gave you the reason. 15 people dropped out. When we come back, I'll explain a little bit more.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The narrative from the beginning is that the vaccines are safe and effective, and we know that's nonsense. Complete nonsense. So, who's going to be left holding the bag when the truth comes out? And the truth is coming out now. I'm not talking about my show. I'm talking about anybody paying attention. The truth is coming out. It's revealing itself because it should. These guys have been poisoning people, and the long-range implications of this is only going to get worse. And I want to make sure it is documented that I did not mince words, that I told you exactly how this thing was going to go. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're discussing math. statistics around the Wu flu vaccine, athletes dying in front of audiences. But folks, it's not just athletes, it's people in general. Go do yourself a favor. Go look at the number of funeral homes telling you the number of people I've had in here under the age of 60 is mind blowing. The spike. And when I say under the age of 60, I'm talking from 25 to 60 years old. The numbers are validated with insurance claims. And look, there's even talk. I don't know yet if this is going to come to fruition, but there's even talk that insurance companies are going to say, if you have the vaccine, we don't want to cover you on your for death, accidental death or whatever. Let me tell you what, the people who didn't get this shot, who've caught Wu flu, which most of us have by this point, we are the purebloods. I said it early on, joking, that I'm a pureblood. I'm going to tell you something. Your blood is going to be worth more than anybody else's. Hold out. Do not give that blood away. And don't take a transfusion. Say, I tell you what, I'll give you pint for pint with a pure blood. But I'm only going to deal with pure bloods. I'm not going to deal with regular people's blood. I know if I went to the hospital, that's what I'd say. I want untainted, verifiably does not have spike protein blood. That blood's going to be at a premium. Cost you a fortune if you get hurt. Discussing math, athletes in the prime of their lives and careers dropping dead in front of audiences. And PolitiFact had the nerve to say, well, it's not necessarily related to Wu flu. And they give you, in this article that I referenced earlier, they give you things like, well, the family declined to comment about whether or not he was vaccinated. So that was their political fact that this 20-something who died playing in a league that they required vaccinations may not have been vaccinated. And all the stories are so ridiculous, it's to the point where you go, how do you even call this PolitiFact? Like you're truly fact-checking. Well, we don't really know if the person died from this because the family didn't say, or the media reported that they actually didn't die from that, or the coach said, no, that wasn't the case. And then you go back and you kind of do a little bit of research and find out, yeah, well, the coach, that team, everybody had to be vaccinated, or this. It's so easy to fact check the fact checkers. You just say to yourself, what are you people thinking? You think we're not going to go back and verify this stuff? Now, to their defense, maybe there was one or two stories, but there were overwhelming stories where, yes, it was, they were jabbed. Bob Saget is a good example. Bob Saget, 60-something years old, young, 61, 62, going back on the road. I heard his interview. Yeah, I got the shot. I got the booster, too. I got one of the boosters. I'm waiting to get the other thing. But, you know, hey, man, I'm just happy to be back on the road, blah, 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 blah. Less than 2 weeks after that interview, drops dead. When I say drops dead, I'm not talking like melts like a lady fainting in an old Hollywood 1950s film classic. I'm talking about drop dead like crack. Just fell like a board. That's the other interesting thing about this disease, these vaccines that are causing these deaths, is people just lock up and fall. Kaboom. They don't melt. So Saget's another good example, and there's two or three others. But I'm telling you, I don't want to get morbid, but if you go look at obituaries in your – just do it as a thought experiment. Go pull up obituaries in your town paper or whatever and look at who's dying. It's not going to – yeah, there's going to be the 92-year-old Mr. Johnson who, you know, drove the tractor in the tractor in the parade every year. There's going to be those. But there's going to be some 40- and 50-year-olds, and they're going to – cause of death unknown. Cause of death – well, we heard he did have some respiratory problems or whatever. They're going to play it off. These people are dying from that vaccine. So I mentioned that in Miami – they had a bunch of the athletes that were going to play in this tennis match who had to cancel. 15 vaccinated players the favorite, Paul Badosa, left the court in tears after becoming sick. He was like, oh, and he's crying. The next favorite, another favorite, a guy named Yannick Sinner, bent over on the court and eventually left the tournament, and his opponent saw him bend over, and he commented, it was very strange. This person, the guy, his name is Pearson Sharp. He writes for OAN. He says, these are just two of the more than 769 athletes who have collapsed during a game on a field over the last year. And he goes on, he says, how many 23-year-old athletes were collapsing and suffering heart attacks before this year? Do you know any 23-year-old people who had heart attacks before now? And these are just the ones we know about. How many have gone unreported? Nearly 800 athletes, young, fit people in the prime of life, falling down on a field. In fact, 500% more soccer players in the EU are dropping dead from heart attacks than just 1 year ago. So if you believe these incidents are unrelated to Wu flu vaccines, then you may believe the following. You may believe that Hunter's laptop was Russian misinformation. Yeah. You may believe that Hillary Clinton didn't work with the Obama administration to target Donald Trump and try to get him arrested with Russian collusion nonsense. You may believe that Joe Biden doesn't suffer from brain damage. You might believe that the Justice Department is not corrupt. And I could go on. I think you get my point. This guy goes on, he talks about the VAERS, the V-A-E-R-S database. As of April the 1st, the VAERS event reporting system, which is where adverse events caused by the Wu flu jabs in the U.S. are supposed to be collected, it lists 26,693 deaths, along with 147,677 hospitalizations in association with the Wu flu shot. There are also 13,677 heart attacks, 38,000 and change cases of myocarditis, which is inflammation of the heart, as you know, probably know. Myocarditis and pericarditis cause symptoms such as chest pain, shortness of breath, a fluttering or pounding heart. So, they say past investigations have shown only between 1% and 10% of adverse reactions are even reported to the system. And we've talked about this before. So, if it's 1% that's reported, that 26,000 deaths ends up being 2.6 million deaths. If it's 10% that are reported, it's 267,000 deaths, give or take. Just put it into perspective here, folks. You can figure it out for yourselves. But Kyle Warner is one athlete, they say, who filed a VAERS report about his own health injuries following a Wu flu jab. It took him 45 minutes to complete, a length of time that most doctors can't or won't devote when it comes to reporting these adverse reactions. Warner, who's 29 years old, is at the peak of his career as a professional mountain bike racer when in June of 2021 he got his second dose of a Pfizer COVID-19 shot. He suffered a reaction so severe that months later, he was still spending days in bed, easily overwhelmed by too much mental or physical exertion. He says, I believe where there is a risk, there needs to be a choice. He said, instead, people are being coerced into making a decision based on lack of information versus being convinced of a decision based on total information transparency. These people lied to us. They continue to lie to us. Fauci just came out again. He says you got to put the CDC ahead of judges because the CDC knows better.
Fraud.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.